streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me
home. Hello and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back, hottest radio show worldwide. We're here tonight, February the 26th, and we're waiting on our guests to call in. And when our guests call in, then we'll be moving and grooving. But until our guests call in, we're going to go to a couple commercials and go to a couple of songs.
Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and scullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh.
Buckeye Valley News, Buckeye Valley News, Buckeye
Valley News. If you'd like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you. It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
Greetings. I'm G.I. Johnson, California's Political Prisoner of the Year. I was shot by the police and framed and set up. I need your help and assistance as I fight for justice. Please visit my website at freegiproject.org and sign the online petition. This petition drive is intended to have an investigation of facts into the cover-up of this police wrongful shooting. With this petition, we shall bring awareness and vindication to Free GI. So please visit freegiproject.org and sign the online petition and pass it on to family and friends on Facebook and Twitter and all social media as we join to Free GI. freegiproject.org. Thank you very much.
What else you cast out to, man?
Up to
you know what I'm saying? This is night talking about life,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for real,
every day's a struggle, you know what I'm saying?
Constant struggle, you know?
Constant struggle,
I get it. I understand that. Gotta keep moving on,
baby.
Success, you know? For real.
You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try.
See, everybody first but broke like me. Wish that I could fall like them ballers on the street. Living that everyday lamp. Made me take a step back, look at myself and check mine. Now I ain't leaving till I get mine. Trying to keep the distance between that hate and that greed. Mercy, between Satan and me. And all them problems that it come with, it's more than one need. Me, been the rest of mathematics on them all. Put your hands up, drop your bag when you out them all. Send it back to the block. Big money grip, still hungry for them chips. Don't make me flip. Cardio frame with the diamond chips. I just bought a new whip. Can it paint it double dip. Every day's a hustle. I'm trying to get it, trying to bubble. It's my life and my struggle.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle. Every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try.
Really distress in my eyes. 15 to 25, yet still I rise. And I'm black and proud. My people say it loud. Walking like I talk it, hold your head above the clouds and smile. Never let them see you sweat, I bet. The streets is always watching, catch you slipping, chicken hawking. Shami's out here walking, listening to the music. If you pay attention, I'll show you how to use it. I flip flows on shows like life is so abusive. Adapt and overcome the struggle like how he do it. I prove it, showing the world I am a king. Sing to the rhythm, my queen, this is your dream. Man in the building, example for all to see. Life can be a bitch, keep stroking until you ski. Stand on your own, keep fighting and never leave. Foundation is the knowledge I'm kicking, we're gonna bleed.
You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try. See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story.
ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And we're kicking it tonight, and we got a few announcements to make. First announcement is that don't forget March 7th, 8th, 9th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the Golden Gloves event, the 67th annual Golden Gloves event. You know, don't forget to come. It's at the Arizona Event Center in Mesa, Arizona. We're looking for you to come on out and have a great, great time with everybody, and spread the word, tell your friends and everybody else. And we would just like to thank all of the sponsors that's going to be there, and we're looking to have a great time. And if you have not got the Streets Don't Love You Back book or the Never Hit a Woman book, please log on to our website at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. And we thank you so much, and we're going to go to another song, and we'll be right back with you.
Yeah, these boys don't know what's up, do they? Well, testing 1, 2. We ain't recording this one. Oh.
I'm dreaming on your love. Tell me how you feel. Is it real? How you feel about me? Can you tell me, is it true? Things I heard from you, is it true what I say? I love you, girl. Can you tell me, baby, how you feel about me when I say I see your eyes, girl? Your eyes are so pretty in my world, in my world. That's all I wanna say. Tell me, baby, baby, do you wanna go to my yacht, girl? Do you wanna get sexy, baby? Do you wanna join my world, girl? That's all I wanna say. Shake it, shake it, baby. Shake it, shake it, baby, baby. Yeah. That's all I want you to do. Say my name, girl. Say my name, girl. My world, your time, my yacht, my love, your world, my girl. That's all I wanna say. Can you shake it, baby?
Shake it, girl.
Shake it, baby. How you feel when you do the things you do? All I want is to love you down. That's all I want. Shake it, baby. When I see you walking, girl,
walking, girl,
I say, look at that sexy body, girl. That's all I want you to do. Shake it, shake it, shake, baby. Shake it, shake it, shake, baby. Shake it, shake it, shake, girl. Do it like a snake, girl. Let me see you do it, girl.
Do it, girl.
Let me see you rock your world.
Shake, 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 girl. Come on, baby, you know what to do.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Open up the door to nothing but smiles. Richard and famous been gone for a while. Blessed to see the kids doing real good. We on a tradition, we still knocking on wood. Got a pocket full of change for the fountain for the wishing. Mateen Cleaver in the kitchen. Black mama strike quicker than switch flips. Got to go on to the wrist when the lips slip. Live till you get old. Have fun, yo, young soul. Button up your coat, this world is cold. Don't bar nobody. It was only one guy. One king of the Jews, and that's slick. Boosie toast less, don't take no ish. In this world, intermediate won't do. So I love the girls walk around with their snow boots and their glasses. Stay cute.
I used to think that I was happy. I was just lying to myself, yeah. Really believe no one would have me, yeah. So put my poor heart on a shelf, oh baby.
Down, trust him for me. Friend to the end, plus kin, that's the key. Dance with your heart, move your body to the beat. We family in here, nobody clown your feet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is BOYD and Struggle coming straight at you, baby. Much love to my homeboys up in Detroit off Van Dyke and Harbor. Much love goes out to my homeboys in Cincy that's always kept it real. And to your player haters, this goes out to you.
No need to look any further, look like brother, what you thought? Boy, Greg is knocking you out like Grover, cussing as he goes. Made you pull up with this northern exposure, smoking Doja, and I'm coming on the real. Yes, the real, I thought I told you. And I'm keeping it to your bloodstream just like HIV. Stand away from all them player-hating people with degrees, it's time to come up. Why do you bet not, brother? Because you put your faith and your plans into another man's head. That move is bold, the struggle's here to let you know this. That you never ever be a part of the dopest. Who put your face in the spot? Who cooled it off when it was hot? Who made it live when it was now you can't even speak. It's time to nut check. Time for respect. Time to break neck. You wanted out the family. Now it's time for you to check. And you chasing waterfalls that wasn't meant, fool. In other words, you played yourself. Now who's cool? Hey, yo, you played yourself. No, you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. You played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. Wait a minute, you played yourself. Because you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Partner, you played yourself. Trying to engage yourself with some people who didn't have no freaking wealth. So how's your health? Ain't nothing good gonna come out your freaking game. Cause everything you do bad gon' come back twice the pain. Who's to blame? Listen to the black rain. About to shake the ground for all you backstabbing people in this town. I'm known to bring the anger, make you hiss like a snake. Here's a hint from my partner.
Take it down in your face.
Hey, yo, I'm biggity black up in you too. Dissect you like a chemist. You played yourself, and I was a witness. Your career's finished. Don't be misled by the words that I speak. I keep it real. You had a taste of both sides. Not how it feels.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, you played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
You be like that Benedict on a backstabbing brother behind my back. But in my face, you be like Struggle, yo. Where the party at? I be like push on. Get on, get out my face, partner. Cause ain't no love lost, it ain't no love here neither. I can't believe that you betrayed me. Took food from my face, but you have been acting kinda shady lately. So I got to push you to the curb. Fly away like a bird. Partner, you need to stop smoking all that herb. If you would've came to me, D-Mono, we mono. We would've squashed it at the gate. But you chose to segregate. Play a hate, get it straight. Partner, you played yourself.
No, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
Brother, relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Get down to the sounds of struggling I'll be. Your negativity be scratching against my surface. Cause the things that I did for you, your ass didn't deserve it. Now I'm on some payback for the things you did like way back. Asking all your questions like my name was Bat Sajak. Jesus had 12 disciples and one wasn't true. And he knew, like I knew, I never ever should to mess with you. So I'm gonna do what I gotta do and then some. If a brother try to flex, I take his life for ransom. Even when I'm by myself, I roll with a crew of soldiers. Sick as blue with those known to turn your body black and blue. I told you, why did you test me? I'm the one who put you on. See, if it wasn't for me, you'd be like a mobile phone or wrong cheek. It ain't no me and us, it ain't no he and we. I thought we would be together like OJ and AC. You were that brother I pulled a trigger for. You a freaking beard for. Now you just that off-brand nigga roll. You played yourself. No, I said you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, partner, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt. You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
Why did you test me, gangster? I told you don't ever tempt me. But now I gotta come at you for real now. You should've kept it real. But when you don't keep it real, situations sometimes get hectic in your life. But you should've understood. So why did you play yourself, player? I look at you all the time. When you don't think I see you, I see you. Our boys up north, baby. We got our own way of dealing with player haters.
Come on.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we got my main man, Jesse Martinez, in the house. What's good, Jess?
Hey, Ralph, how's it going?
Oh, man, we good, man. You feeling good, I'm feeling good. you know, we brought you on the show tonight, man, having a great moment, and you got some great news to tell the world, my friend. So I'm going to let you go ahead and kick it off.
Yes, sir. I'm here right now sitting in a hotel room in beautiful Columbus, Ohio, and having a good time down here in the cold weather, trying to work on our upcoming fight here for Victor Castro from Phoenix, Arizona. He was born in Guasave, Sinaloa, and has been fighting under Iron Boy Promotions. Had a couple of fights with Michelle Rosado in Arizona there, the Raging Babe. And Victor finally got an opportunity in Las Vegas to contend for a title shot, a WBC national title shot, April 4th. At the Sam's Town Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas.
That sounds like a great, great winner, man. So, Jesse, what I want to ask you is, when you heard that news that Victor was in line for a title shot, man, how did that make you feel, not only as an individual, but as his manager, that's guiding this young man to success?
Well, honestly, you know, our eye has been on a title, a national title. Robert Vargas has been doing a great job in Arizona with Iron Boy Promotions, bringing these title shots over to Arizona. We have two great champions in Arizona right now, and Juan Garcia and Alexis Santiago. And, you know, we had spoken about those opportunities. And, you know, unfortunately, it didn't work out with Iron Boy Promotions. They've been pretty busy putting on shows and you know, making champions right now. And, you know, the opportunity came through Las Vegas. And, you know, we want to represent Arizona, and we're very grateful for everything that Iron Boy Promotions has done for us. And, you know, in Victor's situation, he's 11-0. It's a perfect opportunity to test what he has learned through his fights. And we feel very good about our opponents. And Rashad Ganaway, who was actually Juanito Garcia's opponent when he won his championship title at 140. So we'll be fighting Rashad Ganaway at 135 lightweight division for the title.
That sounds like a winner right there. And also, I wanted to ask you just now, I feel in my heart, and I know you feel in your heart, you know, I've watched Victor, you know, me and my wife has watched him do his thing on the Iron Boy card, you know, and he also works out and trains at the family gym, you know, the Phoenix Boys and Girls Center, and I'm just so happy that he had a chance to get this shot, because me and you was talking about this a few months ago, and I was just telling you, I said, man, wow, Jess, I said, a lot of cats getting shots, I say, but Victor should be in line for a shot, you know, and then you called me a couple of weeks ago and sprung the great news on me, and we kept it hush-hush until the paperwork got signed, and then we blew it out there on Facebook, you know? So where you see Victor at in the next couple of years, the way that you've gotten his career, Jesse?
Well, we would like to take it one fight at a time. This is a very big fight for him. It's a mental, psychological challenge for him and also a physical challenge for him. We are definitely taking a big step forward. Victor hasn't really fought an 8-round fight yet or a 10-round fight, and he's jumping from a 6-round fight to a 10-round fight. So it's definitely psychologically a big challenge for him, which he is very prepared for and getting prepared even more so for it. We have a great team together. He's a humble kid. He's a dedicated, disciplined, young pro fighter, and you know, we expect to see him continue to grow. We feel that he's barely scratching the surface of where he can be at. You know, there's, I think in the team that we have, there's a lot of learning we still got to go. So you know, there's a lot of room for improvement, and this is only going to be one step to hopefully some bigger opportunities.
Exactly. And also, I want to just say on the show tonight, Jess, I want to give Miss Twin Flames in production, you know, Rhonda, you know, for always doing great pictures at the Iron Boy fights and great pictures of all the boxers and great pictures of Victor Castro at times when he fight as well. So we want to give Miss Rhonda a big shout out. And also she works with the Streets Don't Love You Back homeless feed every month. So we want to just give her big ups on the show tonight. She's a great and humble lady that do great things around Arizona. So we definitely never want to forget Miss Rhonda and Buckeye Valley News as well, you know. And they do great things with us. So we want to give them a big shout-out as well on the show tonight.
Most definitely. And you know, that's one of our main focus during this camp and going into Las Vegas is we're looking forward to bring as many people from Arizona out to Las Vegas with us. And anybody who's been a big supporter of the boxing community, we want them to get involved. This is a big deal. You know, we got a fighter from Arizona competing for a title shot outside of their hometown. So it's a little bit tougher, you know, when you're not going to be fighting in your own hometown. So we're going to need all the support we can get. Rhonda's been amazing. As a matter of fact, I just sent her a message on Facebook asking her if she can be our official photographer for the camp and for the event. You know, we want to take her with us. And we want to take anybody who's been supporting us and wants to continue to support us from Arizona with us. So, yeah, we're open for, you know, anybody who is looking for that kind of opportunity.
And exactly. And also, while me and Jess is on the line tonight, if anyone throughout Arizona that has followed Victor Castro's career and you would like to become a sponsor, tell them where they can get in touch with you at, Jesse.
Well, there's Facebook. I'm pretty active on Facebook. Send me a message on Facebook. You can email me also at jmar13@sbcglobal.net, or you can reach me on my cell phone, 323-679-8179.
That's what's happening, you know. And any shout-outs you would like to give anybody, Jeff?
Rob, you know, there's so many great people that have been helping us out. I hope I don't forget any of them, but there's definitely a lot of shout-outs. You know, the Phoenix Boys and Girls Center, they've done an amazing job in allowing us to train there. Victor feels at home. He likes it there very much and hopes to one day do something big for that community center. Also, the Streets Don't Love You Back. I mean, you guys have been doing an awesome job in giving us some, you know, PR out there and getting our Victor's name out there and supporting him and, you know, putting his name out there in front of different companies that can one day maybe help him out as well. We have our sponsors like Gordo's Baja Tacos down on Southern and 35th Street. We have the Sal Doctor, you know, Emilio, he's been awesome. The tortilla company called there's this tortilla company out there in Arizona that's been sponsoring us, you know, just on the down low. You know, they really want to see Victor get up, and they want to do more for him. And I think Vegas is going to be that opportunity where they're going to step out and do more for us. I'm trying to open up here all my sponsors. Hang on real quick.
Oh, take your time, so, Jess. You know what I mean? We vibing, baby.
Yeah, so, you know, I just got off the phone with Victor right now, and you know, he said he was hungry.
Oh, ain't no
doubt. He's training really hard. Yeah, he's all like, I'm hungry. He's all like, oh, yeah, I let you go. But he's all like, we're training hard. We're getting ready. His strength and conditioning coach is really working him hard. So we're doing everything possible to put us in the best situation. And,
good.
You know, we're going to bring another championship to Arizona. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm almost there.
Take your time, Jess. You know, we got time.
All right. So we got quite a few sponsors here. Red Devil Pizza, you know, that's another big sponsor of ours. And they recently also helped us out with Alexis Soweta, who won his fight over the weekend.
Great,
Victor's
great
sponsors kind of pitched in to help him out. Gordo's Baja Tacos, the Sal Doctor, the Tortillas Los La Mexicana, Tortillas, Pro Boxing Equipment. You know, they work a lot out here in California with Bradley. They help build Bradley's gym, and they work a lot with Manny Pacquiao and Freddie Roach and a lot of the major gyms out here in California and throughout the country. They've been very supportive. Soul Prince has helped us out, you know, with T-shirts and have also helped the promoter there locally, Iron Boy Promotions. Got to give them a shout out. You know, they're always really good to us. There's a bloggers, boxing bloggers called True Boxing Heads. These guys have been doing an amazing job of covering boxing cross country. They got individuals everywhere, and they have been big supporters of Victor Castro. Iron Boy Promotions for giving us the opportunities to participate in their events. You know, then we hope to, you know, down the road, maybe do something with them, you know, in conjunction with whatever we end up doing to continue to grow boxing in Arizona. We don't want to leave Arizona. We want to continue to fight in Arizona. So we're going to continue to push to fight in Arizona as much as we can.
Exactly, you know.
Yep. You know, we need to grow boxing, you know, everywhere we can. And we're hoping to use Las Vegas as a stepping stone for that.
Without a doubt, you know, and we definitely like to give Mr. George, Raphael, and Armando a shout out too.
The trainers,
that coaches and train with Victor Castro, and like I said, Victor is one of the best fighters coming up in Arizona right now, as far as I'm concerned. You know, he's a humble young man, and you don't see him out on Facebook. Like you see a lot of cats out there, you know, tripping. You know, Victor's laid back. He's real humble, and I respect him for that, you know. And that's how a real champ do his thing. You know, he leaned back, handled his business inside and outside the ring. So we want to give him much love on that, you know. And, Jess, I want to play a song, man. You know, I recorded this song about 6-7 years back, you know what I mean? But okay. I'm going to dedicate this song tonight to my boy Victor Castro. And to you and the whole Castro team. So I want everybody to hold on the line, and we'll be back with Jesse Martinez, Victor Castro's manager. But we're finna throw this song out there for my man Victor, because this is exactly what's going to be happening April 4th when he get that W with that WBC champion belt. So when you hear the song, you're going to be like, yeah, this is what it is. All right, we'll be back with my man Jesse Martinez. Be right back.
Thank you, Rob.
We're falling out of control. We're falling out of control. Ballin', ballin', baby, we're ballin' out of control. Ball with me, my friend, ball with me on the court, ball with me off the court, my friend. Let's ball all the way and do the things that we should do. Let's ball all the way to the top, out of control. Let's ball all the way to the top, my. Let's ball out of control, my people. Let's do the things we should do. Let's take it to the top and be successful too. That's how we ball. We ball out of control so well. Let's take it to the top, my people. Ball out of control. Oh, where we need to go. Let's ball out of control, my people. All out of control and go where we need to go. The only way we can go is to the top, my people. To the top, my people. There's no way to go but to the top, my friend. We're falling out of control, my people. We're falling out of control. And tell me, do you want to ball, my people? Falling out of control. Do what you need to do. Be what you need to be. Ball out of control in here where you need to be. But ball out of control for real. Ball out of control and do successful things for real. Ball out of control, my friend.
It's all out of control. Let's get to the finish line, go. But it's all out of control. I'm rolling out of control. I'm going to where I need to be, my people. I'm doing the things I should. If you're going with me, my people, we got a ball out of control. Gotta take it to the top, my people.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And we kicking it tonight with the one and only, my man Jesse Martinez, Victor Castro's manager. And that's what it is, Jesse. What you think about that track, Jesse?
That's awesome. I really liked it and really appreciate that. Thank you very much. And, you know, again, Rob, thank you for thinking about us and allowing us to be on the show, promoting the fight. And, you know, I just got a text message right now from my good buddy Juan Solano from Soul Prince, you know, saying he was listening to the show, and thank you for the shout-out. So people are listening. I like that, you know, and especially when they're my close friends.
Yeah, it's all love, man, and that's what we're about, man. We one team, like me and you always said, and a lot of people don't know, me and you talk behind the scenes a lot, and when real players do real business, we don't have to put it all the way out there until it's that time. So we loving you, and we loving my man Victor, so much love to the whole camp, man, you know. And you want to say something, missus? My missus want to say something right quick, Jesse, so it's all love.
Awesome.
Hold on.
Hey there, glad to have you on the show tonight, and, well, you know, we've got your back, and we're always here to support Team Castro, so
I really appreciate that. You guys have been there since from day one, and, you know, we really appreciate it, and, you know, let's do something with this, you know. We have a lot of room to grow, and we got a lot of kids to help out. It's not just about Victor, you know. Victor's vision is to help others, you know, that's his vision. He's doing this not just to help himself, but he wants to help others, so. That's what really got me to support him when he told me that.
That's
so,
right. And that's why, you know, that's what we liked about him too. And he's very humble about what he does. And you know, he goes with us and he's gone with us when he can to help feed the homeless. And we know that he's doing other things in the community to try to give back to the community as well. So, you know,
sure.
And that's what we're all about, just helping the youth, educating them and helping them to achieve more things and better things.
Sure. One thing that Victor is learning right now, and it's very impressive, is that he needs to focus on himself and being happy with himself before he can go out and make other people happy. And that's where he's at right now. He's, you know, learning more about himself in and outside his environment of being a boxer. So I think once he finds his position and is happy, you know, within himself and in his, you know, has that success, he wants to pass it on to others. So
right.
He's all about the Fords.
He's very young. He's a young man.
Have you heard of the Fords?
Yeah. The Fords?
The Fords, yes. That's what he's all about right now, the Fords. Making sure everybody's happy, you know, living a happy life. Don't sweat the small stuff. And everybody giving each other a hug, you know. So he's all about hugs right now. So it's awesome to see a professional fighter, you know, not worry about, you know, being real, you know. And
What's refreshing is to see young men like him go out here and take care of their business and also work on the side and take care of their family and be humble. And, you know, once they leave that ring, they go and they take care of business. They're not out on Facebook posting nasty posts and nasty pictures and, you know, I was at this bar and I spent this much money on this girl and that girl. You know, it's not about that, and that's not what it should be about. It should be about yourself and your family and your accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what impresses me about him. He's true to himself, he's true to his family, and he's doing the right things.
Sure, and that comes with maturity, you know, not to make any excuses for anybody, but, you know, we all have different levels of maturity, and, you know, one day we're going to realize the importance of being mature, being humble, and what life is really all about. And until you sacrificing things, and you lose things, you realize what you lost, and you start seeing things a different way. You know, I think at one point or another, many of us have experienced, you know, that kind of freedom, and eventually realize that it's not where we want to be, and we want to be different.
Right.
So, you know, I have hope for everybody. I think everybody has room to change, and you know, we got to think positive. And if we all think positive and we support each other, it's going to be a better place.
That's right. Well, we're happy to work with you guys and you know, just try to be mentors and lead other people in the right directions.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. And you know, there's a lot of good kids out there. You guys are doing a great job. And, you know, we got to continue to give these young kids a place to go and you know, do what they want to do and fulfill their dreams. So that's what we're hoping the Phoenix Boys Center can do. And you know, I'm doing everything in my power to help one kid right now, and eventually we'll spread that out. You know, each one of us will help another kid and continue to grow that, you know. And I think Arizona is going to be a great place for boxing.
I think so. It's, you know, just over the last couple of years, I've watched it grown so much. You know, from nothing to, you know, it's coming back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's
and the amateur programs, you know, the amateur program is very important to that. And, you know, I appreciate also what Golden Gloves have been doing, you know, your cousin, Shelly, she's been doing an amazing job with that. And I still look at it and I see another level where we can continue to grow that and do better. And it's nice to see all the people that are coming out to support her. So. Unfortunately,
I'm
traveling
sure if,
for business.
Right.
You know,
I'm not sure if Rob's already put that out tonight. But we have the Golden Gloves coming up March 7th, 8th, and 9th, and it'll be at the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club Drive in Mesa. So log on to Arizona Golden Gloves on Facebook, and you can get all the information about that. But it's a three-day event and awesome, awesome. Some of the best amateur fighters you'll ever see.
Yeah, as much as we support the pro fighters, we need to support the young athletes in the amateurs.
That's where they start. Yeah.
Exactly. That's the future. That's the future there.
You know, and we have a couple of young boys who just took the gold medals at the USA or the silver Golden Gloves or the USA Boxing.
Yeah, the really young guys.
Yeah, so 8 and 10 year olds out of
big
Azteca Boxing. Mm-hmm. So
and then we
awesome
have Salem Urena also.
Salem
is out there representing Arizona through Mexico. So, we have an amazing group of young athletes out there, and continue to help them get to where they achieve what they want to achieve. Because, unfortunately, sometimes they give up because they don't have that support, and we can't let them give up.
You know, and that's true to a lot of things that kids do, you know, that they're interested in. If you don't have support from your parents or your family or your friends or just somebody to say, hey, man, you can do this. Don't give up. You know, a lot of times they give up because nobody tells them that. And so we need to encourage our young children to do whatever it is that they're interested in, whether it's boxing, soccer, football, baseball, track, painting, you know, anything. Just encourage them to do something positive, and they will.
Yeah, there's a lot of good people out there in the world, and, you know, if you feel like you don't have somebody to support you or help you, just look around. You know, there's somebody out there. Keep on asking. Don't give up, because somebody is going to be willing to help, there's help everywhere. So we have to continue to reach out and ask for help. You know, teacher, coaches, friends, neighbors, you know, wherever we can find it. But don't give up on your dreams.
Exactly. That's right. Well, thank you. And I'm going to turn the mic back over to Boyd here.
Appreciate it.
Have a safe trip up there.
Good
have a safe trip back.
Yes, it's cold.
Right.
Freezing cold over here.
Oh, I bet. and it was pretty warm here today.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well,
now
Boyd.
I know when everybody says stop bragging about it, I know what they mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, Jess, you in my neck of the woods, man. That's where me and my wife be at down there in Cincinnati, you know?
I figured, yeah.
Yeah, you
I know you've
in
been
Columbus.
Around.
Columbus? Yeah, you know, I have a place
to Cleveland next.
Oh, okay, yeah, I got people up in Cleveland, man. So if you know, if you want to, you know, holler at somebody, you know, to move around, just let me know. You know, I got a lot of homies up there in Cleveland, too, you know?
Most definitely. Thank you. Appreciate that. You know what? So far, I'm enjoying it, you know, with the exception of the cold weather, but it's really nice. The food's amazing out here.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely cold, bro. You know what I mean? Is it below zero out there or just like about
30? Not yet. No, but it's still about 20 to 15 degrees right now. So
that's
cold enough for me.
You already know because you're used to the hot sun. I think we got a call on the line, Jess. Let me go to this call and see if the caller needs to ask you a question because we're going to ride this out, baby. Hold on for 1 second. Yes, caller, you're on the air. 3220, last 4 digits. They just want to listen. I guess they just wanted to listen in, Jess, you know?
Okay.
So,
cool.
So Jess, it's all good, man. So, like I say, we done did our thing, man. Any more announcements you would like to make on the show?
Not for now. Let's try to get together here in a couple of weeks, keep everybody posted on, you know, the ticket sales and you know, some of the fighters that will be on the card. So far, I know that Leon Spinks III will be on the card. Jesus Gutierrez, which is a top-ranked fighter. He's not a signed top-ranked fighter, but he fights on top-ranked cards, will be fighting on that card. And, of course, Victor Castro and Rashad Ganaway. That's who we have right now. So trying to work on getting maybe one more Arizona fighter on this card, if at all possible, if I can work that out to – you know, show Arizona some support. And, you know, these fighters need to get some more fights out there. Iron Boy can only do so much, and they're doing everything possible to get as many fights for all the fighters in Arizona. But, you know, we all got to help each other out. We all got to work together because the more fights these fighters can get, the better opportunities are going to come for everybody, including Iron Boy.
And that's real, you know what I mean? And like I said, we done had a great, great time tonight on the show. Once again, we had Jesse Martinez, Victor Castro's manager, on the show, and we done had a great time, you know. So, Jess, you know, you have a great night up there, man, and stay warm. And we're going to keep promoting and keep doing our thing for the champ, like always. And April 4th, we're going to go ahead and ball out of control for show, you know.
Hey, Rob, I do want to add one other thing, another project that I'm working on to help all fighters around the world.
Go ahead, Jess.
We got a website that will be up soon where we're going to create a database of fighters that are available to fight both at the amateur and pro level. The website is going to be called www. We do have the page up now and with a small little mission statement to learn a little bit more about what our objective is with the website. So this is going to be a place where fighters can basically sign up and say, hey, I'm available, I'm ready to fight, I can be ready within a certain amount of time, and we're going to create a better communication between matchmakers, promoters, advisors, managers, you know, whoever it is that we need to get these guys as many fights as possible cross-country. So we're definitely going to be looking for sponsorship opportunities for travel. A lot of fighters don't get the fights because they can't pay for the travel to the fights. So we're going to try to find a better opportunity for them to get exposure across country, maybe even around the world.
That's great. Yeah, that's great. You know, that's definitely. And also give a shout-out to the promoters that's giving the show up in Vegas.
The promoter up in Vegas is called Pochero Promotions. They are a new promoting company out in Las Vegas that will also be working very closely with Top Rank. They're going to be bringing in a lot of the Top Rank prospects that they're looking at, possibly fighting on their cards. And it's going to be a very good relationship up there. So we're hoping to hopefully join that team if everything works well. And, you know, it's all up to Victor. Victor, the sky's the limit, whatever he wants, and we're going to be here to support him.
Without a doubt, you know. And with that being said, I want to give my homeboy, which you didn't know it, Jesse, but you're going to know now, I want to give my homeboy, Steve, and his brother a big shout-out up in Vegas. You know, me and Steve and my wife been friends for like 3 years, you know. We met Steve down in Tucson at a fight that Michelle gave. Yeah, so big shout out to you, Steve. Y'all spoke to Steve just yesterday. So
Nice.
Big shout out to
Steve
you, Steve, man. Oh yeah, and you know, we're gonna be up there balling out of control April 4th.
Yeah, we got to get them down. It was interesting to hear that they actually one of them had participated in the Golden Gloves back in 1988. So.
Right. Yeah. Steve, a good guy. You know, I get a chance to meet his brother Pete, but yeah, me and Steve and my wife met 3 years ago down in Tucson. We always after the fights, we all had met up at a restaurant and just started talking, and it's been a great friendship from then. So much love, Steve, and Steve always called me for different fights, you know, and just didn't have nobody to put on that card at that time, you know, because I wasn't really dealing with boxers but that one at the time.
Yeah.
But now we're moving, we got the champ. We got the champ, baby. We got Victor Cash.
Well, we got
so
the
my
champ,
main
and
man.
We got our website now. We got that website
and
we're going to be able to help him out with. So that's our
Without
goal.
A doubt.
Without
a doubt.
It's about you guys.
You already know it. So much love to everybody in Vegas, all my people. I can't even name all y'all. But we'll be up there, and we're going to be balling out of control, me and Jesse and the whole team Castro. We're going to be up there promoting our man, Victor Castro. So y'all get ready because it's going to be off the chain. And that's for Sheezy, you know. And we got another call right here, Jess. Somebody just called in, might want to ask you a question. Hold tight. Hey, what's up, my man, G.I.?
Hey, what's going on, my brother? How's everything going?
Oh, man, you know how we doing it out here, man. I know you've been listening to the show, man. You need to ask my man Jesse a question tonight?
Well, I just want to, you know, send a congratulations to him, you know, on their title fight and everything. And hope Victor get in there and represent and do his thing, man. You know, he deserves that title shot, man. You know, positive minds, you know, and get out there and, you know, make it happen. He'll be the champ.
Really appreciate that. Where are you located?
I'm in California.
You're in California, okay. Nice, yeah.
Yeah, G.I. is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back. G.I. always call in on Wednesday night. G.I. been down for like 12 years now in prison, and he always call in on Wednesday night. And so he's one of our members inside the walls, which we have 150 prisons that we have members in across the country, federal and state men and women. So the movement is all across the country. So this is one of our members that makes his point to call in on Wednesday night. So
awesome.
He's showing love all the time.
Appreciate that. I'm from California, live in California as well, and I appreciate to see that we're getting love out of California as well. We need all the love we can get.
Oh yeah, it's going. It's going, man. I see y'all. You know, y'all making moves, and you know, dealing with the right movement, the right positive movement, because the positive energy, which the Streets Don't Love You Back, for Roy, with Boyd and Lucinda, Robin, and they got it. You know, they got that positive energy and vibration that everybody that touches them or is involved with them is blessed with positive actions and things that's going on in different people's lives because of the energy that they give, you know, helping the homeless, helping kids, helping, you know, different people with drug problems and young youth, you know, get out of gangs and off of drugs. And, you know, this is positive energy. It's so amazing, and it's a blessing, you know. So I know that y'all being around him out there, Victor, you know, I've been hearing about him over the last year, and I see, like, it's his chance and it's time to shine at. I know he's serious about it, man.
Yeah, no, we really appreciate it, and you're absolutely correct. And what Streets Don't Love You Back is doing for the community, and it's spreading. You know, it's going cross country, and that's what's really intriguing and you know, appealing to us, to have a team that is thinking the same way as, you know, who the main person in our group is thinking. I think that motivates him and that keeps him going. You will never hear Victor say anything negative or bad about anyone, and he's continuing to follow that. He actually has to sometimes correct me, you know, and saying, hey, you know, don't worry about that, you know, let's focus. So it's pretty nice to see a kid at that age, 21 years old, being as mature as, you know, most 30, 40-year-olds are, you know. So. I'm very proud of him.
Definitely proud of the champ, you know. And also, we're going to go to another commercial. And, Jesse, you'll hear the commercial about G.I. We're going to play G.I. commercial, and you'll hear what's really happening with G.I. So we'll be right back with our main man, Jesse Martinez.
Great. Thank you, Jim.
9-11, they think we don't know. Oklahoma City, Agenda 21, they know some of them. No, but they think
y'all didn't know I was gonna come like this.
Y'all ain't FEMA kids. The barbed wire's pointed in. These are my current events. Infowars.com, now hear this. Better listen to what they say, they ain't just talking shit. There's a war out here, no one is safe from. Doesn't matter how many rounds or how big your gun. It comes down to one thing, knowledge is power. Go read some articles, just spend an hour. Put the planet in for wars, or find them on YouTube. You'll be surprised how much it'll change your mood. Stock up your dry food, purify your water. Don't buy into mainstream media, don't even bother. Teach one, go tell your father, your mother, sister, brother, and uncle and daughter. The temperature is rising, it'll only get hotter. I hear what they're saying, I will be the cannon fodder. I will be their example. No, not me, not my kids, my wife, my friends, no, none of my family. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, should buy good riddance. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, should buy good riddance. I feel you, Alex Jones, but not like the TSA. Listen to what you say. You got them on the run. They know we're marching their way. All with knowledge and history and maybe a few guns. They can't fool us. We're not the ones. They can lie to some, but not to all. As we stand up, down they fall. We're taking our stance back. Liberties and all. We ain't playing their games. We're taking the ball. We're patriots. They best heed the call. As they're walking through the valley, they should watch for rock falls. They can't stop us all. There's strength in numbers. Many hands make light work. We can watch them crumble. Shot, we are coming, that is all. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, should buy good riddance. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, should buy good riddance. 1984, no 1776. We ain't gonna be your slaves, we ain't gonna be your bitches. We ain't gonna be your punks. When you come, you'll find us shooting bullets and flicks. It's just a bunch of bullshit, so feel this, when we stick it won't hurt, just a little prick. It'll give back, take a hit of your own itch. This is just a preview of what is coming. Down the pike, or down the knife. If you don't respect us, we don't respect your life. This is not a threat, it's a warning to you. So you're coming after us, we're not chasing after you. We're standing our ground, don't get too close. But we are like the sun, you'll get burned like those. From coast to coast,
Johnson, California's political prisoner of the year. I was shot by the police and framed and set up.
I need your help and assistance as I fight for justice. Please visit my website at freegiproject.org to sign the online petition. This petition drive is intended to have an investigation of facts into the cover-up of this police wrongful shooting. With this petition, we shall bring awareness and vindication to Free GI. So please visit freegiproject.org and sign the online petition and pass it on to family and friends on Facebook and Twitter and all social media as we join to Free GI. freegiproject.org. Thank you very much.
The hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. If you'd like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And we're kicking it with my man Jesse Martinez tonight again. And we're going to dedicate this show right here tonight to the champ, Victor Castro, and to his manager, Jesse Martinez. So, and the whole Team Castro camp, you know, this show is dedicated to y'all tonight. And we're going to bring my man back in. G.I., what else would you like to say to Jesse while he on the line still?
Well, I just want to say, like, again, you know, congratulations, bro. You know, I know it's been a hard road, and I know it's going to be a longer road. And, like, with the right team around, you know, y'all guys, man, you're making an effect in the boxing game. You know, the boxing game needs somebody like Victor Castro to be a champ right now, you know, because he can bring positive messages, and like I said, with the people that surround him and the team that surround him, you know, it's all love, and the energy is definitely there. And, you know, much love, much respect to you brothers, man.
I appreciate that, G.I., and you know, didn't know anything about your history, and I really appreciate you as a person, and it means a lot, and I wish Victor Castro could be here with us tonight, but, you know, obviously he's getting ready for a big fight and needs to get his rest, but we definitely need to bring him on the show here soon, so hopefully you'll be around during the show and share some of that encouragement and knowledge and wisdom that you have with him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I know they got the Golden Gloves coming up, this next week?
Yeah,
next week,
March 7th and 8th.
Man, there's a lot of boxing going on, man. That's a blessing.
Yeah, but the most blessing is, you know, like I said, the Golden Gloves coming up, that's a true blessing. But the champ got blessed as well, you know what I mean, to get this title fight. And we all been rooting for the champ for a while, and God done blessed him to show his skills. You know, like Jesse said, you know, he goes 4 to 6 rounds, but now he's going to take it to the next level. You know what I mean? It's going to be a 10-rounder, Jesse?
10-rounder. Oh, yeah.
We're going to see what the champ made of. We know what the champ made of from 1 to 6, you feel me? But now the champ finna show the world what he made of from 1 to 10 now, you feel me? So now when the champ get that W, then that's place in the world, and then me and Jesse and the whole team, we're going to be balling out of control in Vegas that day, all the way live, you know, so get ready, Vegas, because who we got coming, G.I.?
When is the fight?
April 4th,
okay, and that's in Vegas, okay. Man.
Yeah, so it's all good, man.
Is it going to be on pay-per-view or HBO or?
I think it's going to be on ESPN, ain't it, Jesse?
Well, it's going to be on local Vegas Fox station. I think it's Channel 5.
Okay.
Fox.
Okay.
And for this fight, they're trying to promote it locally. And if all goes well, we'll continue on. And they are looking to sign a deal with ESPN here soon. So that's the future of Paturo Boxing.
Right. Sounds great, you know. So, hey, Jess, I know you're on the road, man, and I just want to say we really really appreciate you calling in and taking the time to call in tonight. And like I say, we dedicate the whole show tonight to the Team Castro and to you, the, you know, the champ, you know. So it's been all love tonight, and we just look forward to that April 4th. We look forward to March 7th, 8th, and 9th for the Golden Gloves event. And we just want to say much love to our cousin, Kelly Finn. That's my wife's first cousin. She's the owner of the Phoenix Boys and Girls Center, and my wife is the vice president of the Phoenix Boys and Girls Center. Uncle Al was Kelly's father, which is my wife's uncle, and he passed 5 years ago, and we just want to say rest in peace, Uncle Al. We out here handling that business, and we still moving and grooving with the gym. You know, the Phoenix Boys Center opened up in 1965, and it's still going strong, and it's been free to the public from day one since the gate opened up. So, you know, it's all love, and we're doing our thing, you know. So any last words, Jess?
No, just thank you for everything. It's the least I can do for all the work you guys have done for us. And looking forward to continuing to help you guys at the Phoenix Boys Center, Phoenix Boys and Girls Center. We have a lot of work to do there, and we need to get that place fixed up. So, you know, anybody can come out and help out. Reach out to Rob, Callie, or Lucinda, and let's get it done. We got to get this place back in shape so that our youth has a place to go to and be proud of, you know. That's my goal, you know. That's a vision I have. So,
and we really appreciate that, Jess, because your word always been good, man. And while I got you on the air tonight too, man, I want to give a big shout-out to Jesse and Victor Castro and the Team Castro for donating to our 5th year toy drive. Me and the wife was, you know, very thankful for that, you know. And that was our 5th year, and this year here is the 6th year toy drive coming up. We wanted to thank y'all for donating to our toy drive and always being down with the team. You're very welcome. So, hey, Jess, you get you some rest, my friend. And me and G.I. are going to ride it out like we always do. We got 15 more minutes to ride out. And you get some rest and check in with me as soon as you get time. And like I say, when you hit Cleveland, let me know if you need to move around, and then I'll shoot one of my homies over there to holler at you.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. And we'll stay in touch, G.I. Very nice meeting you, and hopefully I get to meet you in person one day. You know, and appreciate all the kind words and words of advice, and you know, we're going to come back and bring a championship to Arizona.
That's what it is, man, you know.
Team Castro.
So it's all love, Jess, and you get some rest, man, and call me and let me know when you make it up to Cleveland safe. And if you need me,
appreciate it.
Put the call in. All right, my man.
By the way, we have an official photographer. She just confirmed.
We got to say her name again. We
Rhonda?
Got to say the name again. Miss Rhonda, Twin
Ms.
Flames.
Rhonda from Twin Flames Productions.
Yes, there
it
is. You know,
that, so we're looking forward to that.
That's our girl. She always around with the team and the family, you know. So Rhonda is like family, you know. She part of the team, but she part of the family, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we like to have, and Jesse like to have the same thing. We like to have
she's
our close people
her
around.
Her family
us.
Is growing really fast, and she's doing a great
yeah.
job, and I like to see that. The boxing community is just loving her, and
yes.
and that's what it's
fantastic.
All about, you know. So one big happy family in Arizona. You got to keep on growing that boxing
yeah.
community.
And that's what it is, man. We got love for you, Miss Rhonda, and it's all good. And I told you I was going to speak out to Jesse with you, so it's all love. You through the gate, you at the door, and now you, boom, you on the dotted line. It's all good, girl.
Awesome. All right, guys.
Yeah.
Take care, and
right.
As soon as I get back, we'll stay in touch, or if you need anything, give me a call, Rob.
All right, sounds good, Jess. Much love, man, and have a great evening.
Take care. Good show. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
thank you.
Pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, any announcements you need to make, G.I.?
Well, like I said, I'm just going to send a shout-out to, you know, the Streets Don't Love You Back, man. Much love. I did send out that letter to Tiffany Cenero, the program director over at the Juvenile Center, Detention Center up there in Columbus.
Great.
Pleased to do that, man. You know, I sent her out, let her know that we'd be willing work with them and network with the youngsters up there and give them a positive feedback and an outlook on life, you know, from
without a doubt.
They try to, and we have been there, so.
Right, and we got to keep them focused and grounded, you know what I mean, because it's life is great, you know what I mean, but you have to make life great, you know what I'm saying? So we want to just say if you need somebody to talk to or you need some words of encouragement, please don't hesitate to log on to our website for all information and different places you can call at www.thestreetsonlovyouback.com. And we have all kind of information that you can look up and call someone if you need to talk to someone. So we just want to keep it all the way positive and all the way great for these youngsters that's coming up out here to know that it's always a better tomorrow and it's always someone that's willing to help and be a listening ear and guide you in the right way to a better place. So it's all love, you know. And anything else you need to say, G.I.?
Well, I just want to say thanks, you know, thanks to the Streets Don't Love You Back, man. This movement has really been an inspiration to a lot of people. It's had helped so many people in so many different ways, man. You know, it's like I say, that positive energy out there. We're moving mountains. And it's a blessing, man. Lucinda,
man. Thanks,
man. Everything you're doing, man, you're helping me out. With the petition drive, you know, we almost ran at our goal with everything. So hopefully, I should be out of here within the next few months, probably by June or July, if everything goes well. You know the way it's looking. You know,
right.
We're gonna get the investigation into the case and you know get this overturned, man, the truth out there, man. So like I said, I appreciate it. Love y'all. God bless y'all, man, for everything that y'all done. You know, it's been
man,
a blessing.
Man, it's all good, man. You know, and that's why me and my wife started the movement, man, you know what I mean, to help educate not only the youth, but, you know, elders, too, that don't know about certain things, you know, about gangs, drugs, and violence. And my whole thing was that I'm always for the underdog, you know what I mean? You know, by me being in that life for many years and changed my life around and, you know, I had to reach back into the belly of the beast, you know what I'm saying? We started out with three prisons and giving information and sending great things inside the walls to educate others. And next thing you know, 5 years later, went 150 prisons across the country, you know, federal and state men and women. And it's just all love, man, you know. And I like when people write and say, hey, man, you know, you and your wife have inspired me to change my life around, and now I'm educating others in here. So, I mean, that's just always a blessing to hear that, you know. Everybody is not for change, but the ones that's for change, that's what them the people you have to concentrate on. And then when the other people is ready for change, then you concentrate on them. But you really stay focused on the one that's ready now, you know. And that's what I believe in, and that's what the envelope to a better tomorrow when you concentrate and work with the ones that's ready now, you know. And it's just a great feeling, man, to do that. And one of my brothers will be home this year. Robbie will be home this year. And he's been down 17 years. And I give a big shout-out to my other two brothers, you know, Christopher and Marvell. They got life sentences that will never come home. So I want to say much love to y'all, man. And, you know, it is what it is, you know. And God bless, and they holding it down. They working with the movement as well and educating behind the walls. But it's just always a hurting feeling when you know there's no out date, you know. And that's what hurts, when you know there's no out date. And when we talk to lifers, they specify that, you know, there's not a worse feeling when you know there's no out date on your paperwork, you know, when you get that LIFE. You know, and that's what we're trying to prevent out of these youngsters out here now. You know, you don't have to be ripping and running the street, getting involved with all these different type of situations, because nowadays in 2014 and before 2014 came, it's so many positive things to do. It's so many people that's willing to help, and it's so many people that's willing to guide you to a better tomorrow, you know, and that's what the greatest thing about life is, you know. you have people that's willing to help now, you know. And what I'm going to do, G.I., I'm going to go to a commercial. We got like about 5 more minutes. I'm going to shoot to a commercial, and then I'm going to be right back with you to ride that out with me.
All right, that's all.
The paranoia, the shadow people. You start seeing random shadows thinking that people are following you. You're in a house, you think everyone's out to get you, even though they're supposed to be your friends, you think. You think everyone just hates you, basically. My name is Alan. I'm 22 years old. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. Started doing meth when I was 16 years old. One thing I do a lot of is steal from my family. That was probably the most hurtful. I take everything that they liked, and I would go and trade them for drugs. I'd go to a pawn shop and pawn them off just for just maybe 20, 30 bucks just to get high. My morals were pretty messed up at the time. All my reservations were gone. I said I'd never steal from my family. I would never steal from a random individual. I've done all those. I had to get to that point to where I lost everything. Family gave up on me. Pretty much had nobody but myself, which I did to myself, so.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
I sat in an empty apartment. I found a 9mm under the kitchen sink, and I stuck it up to my head, and I was ready to pull the trigger and ready to die. You know, I knew what I made of my life was a living hell. My name is Joe, and I'm 20 years old. I'm from Apache Junction, Arizona, and I started using meth when I was 16. I was doing about 8-ball a day, and it was terrible. It was lonely, you know, being out using it was lonely because all the friends that you had before, they didn't want nothing to do with you. And I pulled my oldest brother into it and got him wrapped up and involved in it. And, you know, the first time he tried it, he was hooked. You don't realize that it's not only hurting yourself, but it's hurting everybody around you. I look back now, I mean, everything I said that I didn't want to be is what I turned out to be, because I know how bad I was, and I know how many people I've hurt around me. I know that that's not something that I'm wanting to do again.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And for those who have not logged onto our website or joined the movement and would like to join the movement and learn a lot more about the movement, please go to our website, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. And a lot of information is there. And if you need to talk to someone, just email us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com. And someone will get back with you ASAP. And we just want to say much love to everybody, because we definitely can't say everybody's name, but much love to everybody who roll with the movement, who educate against gangs, drugs, and violence, and educate our youth to a better tomorrow. So we just want to say much love to all our homegirls, all our homeboys inside the prison walls that educate with us, and all the ones who educate out here in the world, you know. So we just want to thank everybody, you know. I'm going to go to UGI and give you your last shout-outs. There you go,
yeah,
GI. You can
shout
your last.
Everybody out here in California, out in Ohio, New York, Florida, you know, positive minds move forward. It's not how you start, it's how you finish the game. You know, we all finish it at different paces at different times, but it's all being on the same page of being positive, being positive role models for the next generation that's coming up. You know, The Streets Don't Love You Back, that movement, please join us. You know, it's a positive movement, positive energy. God is blessing us. Bless everybody else with this positive energy, man. One love.
Amen. All day. So we're going to kick it out tonight. We're going to go out tonight with a song by my homeboy Rising Sun, and it's called Guide and Protect Us, you know. So we're sending this song out to everybody across the world, you know, because you really need to pay this song really, really close attention. Take care. Have a great night.
Guide and protect us, Lord. To give us your grace and your strength and your mercy. Swinging the two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me. Even when I pass away, my legacy lives on through my seed and my working. Every little thing I pray. Give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy. one I call every day when I wake and pray. Yeah, the one who is there when no one has a care, I say, Lord, you strengthen my soul when my mind wants to go astray. Yeah, and lift me up high when I fall and my ground gives way. Lord, how precious your love and your grace and your counting days. Lord, you show me the light and the dark, now I shall repent. Yeah, with all of my strength I will fight with an iron fist. Lord, the freedom of hate and the fear today don't exist. Guide and protect us, Lord. To give us your grace and your strength and your mercy. Swinging the two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me. Even when I pass away, my legacy lives on through my seed and my working. Every little thing I pray. Give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy. With enemies close all around, I will call your name. Yeah, and slaughter the wicked quickly with no thought or shame. Lord, for my heart is firm in your hands, so I've no disgrace. No, I'll hail up your name every day with a smiling face. Boy, I never can give in a praise for your tenderness. Lord, to be in your infinite grace is my happiness. Yeah, no matter the time or the place, you're omnipotent. Lord, you show me the light and the dark, so I shall repent. Guide and protect us, Lord. To give us your grace and your strength and your mercy. Swinging the two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me. Even when I pass away, my legacy lives on through my seed and my working. Every little thing I pray. Give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy. Yeah, we tried the long rocky road. The buffalo soldier fights the power freedom war. The last step on the throne. The conquering disciples burn your congregation. Yeah, yeah. Collect the security. We build a better nation. Time, peace, life, and unity. Say nothing and fight, nothing and war. But brotherly love can destroy oppression. If we come together, we can conquer all our foes. Live victory eternally. But if we keep on murdering, see so much petty things. We're crumbling our destiny. But we were meant to rule upon the earth and multiply creativity and love. So I will always strive to show love and respect until I die. And so I will humble and pray. Guide and protect us, Lord. To give us your grace and your strength and your mercy. Swinging the two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me. Even when I pass away, my legacy lives on through my seed and my working. Every little thing I pray. Give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy.